Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelly-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. The Tax Administration of Jamaica recently announced two new measures affecting taxpayers that have been generating much discussion and interest, namely the new GCT policy on government purchases and the minimum business tax. Today I have in studio Mr. Brandon Stewart, Taxpayer Education Officer at the TAJ, who is going to be sharing with us over a series of programs some information about these two measures. Mr. Stewart, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The TAJ recently announced a change in its GCT policy on government purchases. Explain this change and how it is different from what existed before.
On June 1, government made changes to its policy, resulting in public sector entities now being asked to pay general consumption tax on goods and services purchased or acquired. Well, before June 1, government entities such as ministries, departments, and agencies were allowed to acquire goods and services at 0% GCT by getting these invoices zero-rated at the tax office.
What procedures will government entities now have to go through when they purchase goods and services from a business operator?
Well, as opposed to getting the invoices zero-rated, what will happen now is that the ministry, department, or agency will do their usual procurement. But once the invoice is generated from the supplier, which should be generated all with the GCT portion, the ministry, department, or agency, MDAs as we call them, will then withhold the GCT portion and pay this over to tax administration. In lieu of not paying over the GCT, they will generate a tax withholding certificate, which will be issued to the supplier. And this will be used as a credit for the supplier in the period the certificate was generated or in a corresponding period.
What measures will the businesses, the suppliers in turn, have to put in place to ensure compliance?
Well, importantly, one of the first things that suppliers will need to do is ensure that where they are registered taxpayer for GCT and the government is buying supplies from them, that an invoice is generated showing the applicable GCT amount. The ministry, department, or agency will then in turn generate the withholding tax certificate, and this will be used as a credit when the supplier is filing their GCT return. Importantly, it should be noted that any supplier who is claiming credit using the tax withholding certificate must file these returns online. And for assistance with our e-business services, they can call our customer care center, 1-888 Tax Help, or visit any tax office for assistance.
1-888 Tax Help. Brandon, does this policy affect entities such as tourism operators, for example, that were previously GCT exempt?
Well, the policy does not affect tourism entities who enjoy zero rating status for GCT. It does affect entities, though, who were listed under Group 6 of the GCT Act. That section has been deleted. So those are the government agencies that are affected with this particular policy.
Since the policy came into effect on June 1, what has the TAJ been doing to sensitize businesses and government entities to aid in the transitional period?
Well, Tax Administration is always working with all our stakeholders, and we have been having a number of sessions across the island, especially with businesses and also with the ministries, departments, and agencies. And we have been doing consultation, providing assistance. In addition to that, we have been committing additional human resources from our taxpayer education units, the customer care center, and our large taxpayer office to assist the taxpayers and also the MDAs in mitigating the challenges. And we stand ready to assist persons who might be having difficulties.
Great. It is a lot of information to process. And we're going to encourage the government agencies and ministries, as well as the suppliers of these agencies, to go to 188.
It's 1-888-829-4357. That is for our customer care center. Additionally, our website provides valuable information. It is www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. You can contact any office and you can be directed to the taxpayer education units. And most importantly, for persons who will need to file returns online for the suppliers, you also need to make contact to have your e-filing registration done.
Well, there you have it. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.